You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Joining me right now, one of the queens of Kiwi pop, Georgia Lyons, here to tell us about her brand new release. How you doing, Georgia?
I'm so good. Thank you for having me once again.
Hey, no.
Always a treat.
Stop. Feeling is very much mutual and the pleasure is truly mine. As you know, me and our old promotions manager, Caitlin, we fell in love with you from day one. Monopoly, had us in a chokehold last year, and release after release, it's become our new favourite. We can't help it. And now your brand new single out today. It is called Wayside. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so Wayside is the third single off my upcoming album, which is now coming out in 28 days or 28 sleeps, which is crazy. So I wrote this song actually in LA with a fellow Kiwi, Leroy Clampett, and him and I have done another song on the album, Grow Old Without You. And we worked really well together, just had this really great kind of creative, cohesive thing that was happening. And so I went back into this other session with him, I think it was in early 2023. And I don't know if you've ever felt this, but when you are creating something and you know that it's good, it's like the excitement levels from the get-go are oh my gosh, that chorus, this is gonna be so cool, playing this live, this chorus. And so I mean it's a very big vocal kind of ballad powerhouse of a pop thing. I don't even know how you describe it, but I love it so much and I'm super proud of it, and really excited that it's just here and out, and we're so close to the record now, so it's getting terrifying and exciting and all of the feelings at once. But we just dropped this as a surprise track today, which is really cool. It's cool to see people listening and excited about the track. And
And we love surprises. Who doesn't love a good surprise?
I know. I love surprise. I know. I don't understand people that don't.
Especially when it is a surprise this special. I think that describing it as a pop ballad is probably the most accurate thing, just as you said. You described there having those feelings of sort of knowing when you're writing a good track and getting quite excited about it, and the ball just keeps rolling and ideas are flowing and the vibes are high. Have you ever had those feelings before and then listened to the song the next day and been like, oh?
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
Oh, yeah.
Side eye.
You almost because when you are, well, this is for me personally, when you're in the studio and you're writing and you're so focused on something, you may not even see daylight for the day. And so you become absorbed in this vortex of creativity that can sometimes be amazing. And then sometimes you think your idea is amazing and then you go home and you listen and you're like, what was I thinking? This is terrible.
It's so rough. That's so rough.
You're like, oh, well, okay, back to the drawing board. It's okay.
Yeah, I mean, I totally sympathize with that feeling. This is so not the same, but kind of the same feeling. Sometimes I'll just get this fire in my belly at night to draw something, and I'll be lying in my bed drawing it, and I'm like, whoa, I'm the next, name good artist. And then I wake up in the morning and I'm like, what is this? What am I doing?
No. It's definitely in the same realm for sure. I think it's as creatives, we're often very hard on ourselves too. So, we in that moment of inspiration and we're creating something and we're excited about it, or we go, I don't know. And then the next day we're like, oh, it's not good enough, or it's, whatever, throw the baby out with the bathwater. But then sometimes if you do bring other people into that conversation, they go, this is actually amazing, or your idea that you think you've kind of thrown out and it's going to get discarded and no one's ever going to hear it again, it might be reworked, or your drawing might be reworked and a few months later it becomes something else, or a few years later it becomes something else. But
for sure.
Oh, creatives, eh?
Oh, those bloody creatives. Get them out of here.
Get them out of here.
Well, I mean, to bounce off that idea you mentioned there, that it is the third single off of your upcoming album, Picking singles, yes. I know, can be a massive, massive dilemma for artists as well, particularly yeah. with something like an album where it is your heart and soul in 10 to 12 tracks. How do you go about picking your singles and then also the order that they come out in?
I know. the first two were no-brainers for me because they were Grow Old Without You was the opening track of the album, and I really wanted to release that and kind of paint a bit of a picture of what was to come because I don't think anyone was expecting that from me.
Mm-hmm.
And The Letter was the same in terms of feeling like it's my favorite, you know, one of my favorite tracks. Very much like feels like a single. So those kind of felt like they slotted into the spot of single. The third track, however, Wayside is the result of what we ended up choosing. But there was constant shuffling around. It's like, what that word is. You know, and going, okay, we're going to do this song. And then we'd be like, yep, great, let's do that. And then a few weeks later, we'd kind of have another conversation with the wider team and hear what they thought, or show the songs to a new bunch of people. And the feedback that they have about the single is completely different to the one that we've chosen.
Mm-hmm.
So then we're like, oh my gosh, what do we do? Like, what's the goal of the singles? Like, what do we want to achieve? Like, because being an independent artist, I can actually release whatever I want. I can release a single that's not a pop banger, and that's totally fine. But it's going, what is the purpose of what I'm trying to achieve with the rollout? Like, how do I want this to be received? Do I want to do like a radio push? Which the answer was, yes, I do. And so then that kind of helps, you know, boil down your options. And so then Wayside became the guy, but it definitely wasn't Wayside for a while.
Well, I mean, with the dilemma in terms of picking this third single between Wayside or some of the other tracks, I feel like that is such an exciting indicator of what's to come in the album, you know, where you're like, oh my gosh, so many of these could be singles. That's how you know, banger top to bottom.
I know, I'm like, and also because so much of the album is, like, it's not a pop banger of an album,
mm-hmm.
but it's got these big, beautiful, I mean, they are very, like, pop melodies, and it's, I'm so deeply proud of it, and so there's so many different, like, things that you could push out and be like, here's the next single, this is gonna, you know, but you're like, I don't know, there's just so many, and I think that's the exciting thing about having the album coming out so soon is going, I've been holding on to this for so long. And I can't wait for people to hear it and listen to it and absorb it and find the songs that they connect with and love, you know? That's, I think, the exciting thing. Like, there's some Disney kind of 1930 Disney kind of vibe tracks, and, like, it's the best. It's so great.
Georgia, I feel like I tell you this every time we talk, but I really admire your flexibility and versatility as an artist, like the fact that you can go from tunes like Romeo and Monopoly to songs like The Letter and this brand new single Wayside. I think it is really, really exciting to see an artist be flexible and bold and do something different in the age of playing it safe. So we are very, very excited to hear your debut album. Give us the title, give us the release date. Where can we find it?
Title of the album is called The Rose of Jericho. Release date, I feel like I'm giving you like a synopsis. Release date is June the 7th, 2024. Where can you find it? You can find it anywhere you listen to music. I'm doing pre-orders to a vinyl at the moment. So if people have vinyl and they want to pre-order like a physical copy, you can jump on my Instagram. There's a link there. Or my website, I think it's georgialinesmusic.com. Really hoping that's what it is. You'll find it.
Just Google Georgia Lines.
You'll find it. It'll be fine. But yeah, really, really excited for this album to come out. And terrified.
Hey, we are very, very excited. We're going to eat this album alive when it comes out on June the 7th. Georgia, thanks for your time. Always a pleasure. Love your work, my friend.
Ditto, right back at you. Thank you.
The Queen, Georgia Lines. Oh, gosh. I just love her. I just love her to bits. Just want to put her in my pocket and run away. This is a brand new single, Wayside, at 9:40 on your Friday late breakfast. Last one here with me. Whew. What a day. Keep it locked.
Tearing apart the places where I know all the things went wrong. You know where to find me, babe. Don't throw by the wayside. Don't let this pass by.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.